Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. Before we get going on a roll here with Larry, I just wanted to make sure everybody knows we got a brand new Prophetic Insider up. It's free for those who are on our membership list. And the Twilight Magazine will be going up, and don't forget also, if you join for $9.95 a month, forever month we got left before we're all annihilated or brought down by an EMP device, there's all kinds of news. Patty keeps that up daily. She does a wonderful job on it. And it's news. She filters through that news. So it's really only news that would count basically to a Christian, and it would have some prophetic significance. Anyway, Larry, are you there?
I'm here, Stuart.
First thing I want to get into, and it's very, very important for everybody listening, worst drought in over 1,200 years, according to the news report. U.S. 200 mega drought, which will be the worst for 1,200 years. Here's what to expect. These are experts. Scientists, in fact, are already issuing warnings of an increased risk of wildfires, places such as California, parts of the western United States. They said what is being described by scientists is the second worst drought for 1,200 years. And the western U.S., a region at the front of the world's fight against the warming climate, is on the verge of a mega drought, according to a report by CBS and the U.S. Drought Monitor. Now, what's interesting about this is they're calling it for the West, but right here in Wisconsin and Minnesota and whatnot, we are under an abnormally high kind of a drought right here. It's been very, very dry. But what I wanted to bring this up to you for is Jeremiah 50:37 through 39, and this is a prophecy against the United States of America, a.k.a. Babylon the Great. A sword is upon their horses and upon their chariots and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. Well, they're already robbing. A lot of this stuff has already started to happen. 38, a drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up. For it is the land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. That means your lakes, rivers, streams, ponds, etc., will all go dry. And it's not just in the West. It's going to happen all over the United States. And when you have a drought, you have no water. Water is a code word for love. It's just another symbol, or symbolism, I should say, of the love's grown cold in the United States of America. Anyway, I just thought you should know about that before we get rolling on other things. Because there is going to be, if this is the Jeremiah drought, and it's right on time, actually, for the 1335 date that's coming up in May 20th, this may be the start, and it takes about 2 to 3 years. And this drought just simply deepens and deepens and deepens all over the United States. And the way it really is worded, and this would be hard to understand, it would be that the Great Lakes also would dry up. So kind of interesting. Okay, Larry, what in the world is going on over there in I guess they really pronounce it Belarus, I was told, but I don't know. Belarus is good enough for me. What's the latest over there?
Well, yeah, Belarus is fine. I've got a call this evening from somebody that has contacts in Ukraine and Crimea, and I assure you the situation over there is dire. Information is that the Ukrainian government basically is a criminal cartel, really, really bad guys that work apparently for Biden now.
Mm-hmm.
And they poked the bear. They provoked Russia to the point, I don't think you can take it back, or apparently they can't take it back. But something happened early Sunday today that seemed to kind of broke the yoke, if you will, or was the last straw. I don't know. But basically what happened was, and this is coming from Hal Turner, RT.com, you know, Sorts of Falls got stories on it, and it recently came out in Yahoo News, so it's getting out in mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
there was an assassination plot against the Belarus president, Lukashenko, and it was also a plot to not only assassinate and kill him, but to literally take out most of the Belarus government and spring a revolution. And apparently the data is that two of them were captured. The FSB, the Russian FSB, broke the conspiracy and captured at least two of them. Others fled out of the country. And oddly enough, the Belarus president wasn't killed, and they didn't get the coup to operate like it should have. However, interestingly, they're reporting, and of course this comes from Russia, that those captured were connected with the CIA and special operative units that were operating in that region. And at the same time, oddly enough, and matter of fact, right here on Yahoo, I'll just read this. This is Yahoo News. This is everyday mainstream America. Russia arrests two alleged Belarus coup plotters. Russia says plot was to kill President Lukashenko and overthrow the Belarus government. One plot subject has U.S. citizenship. So they basically have a U.S. citizen in custody with a plot to take down one of the Russian satellites there next to Ukraine.
Yeah, that's probably not a good move, I would suggest, to Biden and his deep state. You're messing with the wrong guy. This is from Sort Your Fall, a warning not heeded by socialist leader Biden, as evidenced by him persuading his British allies to announce that warships from the UK Royal Navy will in fact sail for the Black Sea in May in solidarity with Ukraine, that caused President Putin to retaliate by authorizing FSB to begin the immediate arrest of known CIA operatives and release a restricted press announcement. The FSB of Russia, together with the KGB of the Republic of Belarus, or Belarus, I don't know, suppressed the illegal activities of citizens of the Republic of Belarus, and there's somebody else, and they got a whole bunch of names I can't pronounce, who were planning a military coup, and I guess they busted it, like you just said. Wow. Anything from Putin on this at all?
Well, let me read you the next one that came out this evening, only hours after this assassination attempt was revealed and the plot broken up. This is covert intel from Hal Turner, and here it is. Says, after assassination against Belarus president was disrupted, Belarus is now to merge with Russia. It doubles the border area with NATO and exposes all of Ukraine to Russian invasion. Let's see, I'm scanning real quick to make sure I don't say something that I shouldn't. Let's see here. Intel circuits are buzzing Sunday that the foiled assassination attempt or plot against President Lukashenko was approved by U.S. CIA because Lukashenko let in the Russian army into Belarus to face Ukraine. Says that Belarus opens NATO's entire southern front open now. With Russia obtaining Belarus there, that opens up the entire southern NATO nations to an invasion if Russia decides to go that way.
Well, I can't imagine with all the logistics, the hospitals being set up, et cetera, they're jamming now too. Communications, they're up to something. And here's something that I think this probably came out before this assassination attempt. The danger level and Russian aggression, it's not really Russian aggression. It's this is how they're portraying it. Against Ukraine has been escalating since 15 April. Ukraine will opt to arm itself with nuclear weapons for its defense if NATO does not fast-track Ukraine admission into the Mutual Defense Pact as a deterrent to Russian aggression. I can't imagine NATO is going to do that, but they might. Russia and Ukraine have expelled each other's diplomatic representatives. The UK will send its naval forces into the Black Sea. It's likely other members will also join in that deployment. That will, if Putin believes they're going to do this, he'll block the whole thing. UK will send its naval forces to the Black Sea in May. It's likely other NATO members will, of course, join in. UK and Russia crisis is ready-made for EU proponents of their own military forces to deal with threats such as this to the European peace. Well, like you've been saying, and I believe, I think there's a lot more going on here with the amount of forces that they have assembled, the Russians have assembled. It appears to me that they're probably, when they go, they're going to go for much more than just Ukraine. Amazing.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, the intel that I've been reading, if true, and some of it was, I had talked to someone, basically the Russian Navy and the Army and their forces basically are ready to go into the Ukraine. They're poised right now. It's not like they're going to have to get ready or spend from now till May to get ready. It's like they're ready. And oddly enough, let me read you these two headlines. I'd like your comments on them. The first one is very interesting. EUCOM, which is the European command, now has raised their threat level from a potential crisis to a potential imminent crisis. Now, that pertails something really is up bigger than Ukraine. And then this second one just came in a while ago. It says Russia brings in tanks now with fording units, which puts the air intake on the tank 8 feet above the tank, where those tanks can cross rivers and needs no bridges or floats. So apparently Russia has moved to the forward areas, tanks that can go now. They don't have to wait for the water to run down. They don't have to wait for a bridge to be built or a ford, to be made. They can go almost any time. So I don't know. It don't look and I've got another – you want to comment on both of those? And then I've got another one I want to address, but I'm going to have to be careful how I address it.
Well, it's kind of interesting because there was a prophecy, and it was – I don't know if it came from our friend over there in Norway or not, but – in the war that's coming where Russia takes Europe, it said that they had odd-looking craft that came out of the sea itself and that they were kind of like a tank, So maybe this is just forewarning symbology of some equipment they secretly have, and now they're trying to retrofit just normal tanks with something like that. I know you can get Humvees and stuff like that to operate underwater. As long as they get air, the engine won't quit. They've waterproofed them in some way. I don't know exactly how that works. Yeah, go ahead with the other intel.
Okay, the other intel, I've got to be really, really careful how I say this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you, even though I have positive information, I'm not going to make a statement. I'm going to ask you a question, Stuart, and get your opinion of what if that happened, and what would that seem to mean to you that's about to come to pass. Let me ask you this question, Stuart. What do you think? How serious would it be, or would you expect if by Wednesday all the diplomats from America, even the U.S. ambassador, would not be in Russia anymore?
Well, usually when you do something like that, you expel your ambassadors. Both sides usually do it, tit for tat type of thing. That means war. And we have to remember that it was Putin who told NATO and the U.S., you get out of Ukraine by the 21st, or I'm going to attack. Well, not only are they not leaving, they're building their forces. So this would only, to me, would lead to total war. And that, by the way, could escalate almost immediately into World War III. I mean, you can't fool around with this high-tech stuff. You're either going to go for it or you're not going to go for it. It's going to be one or the other. Yeah,
well, and also at the same time, it also seems important that you can't move that number, and everybody's moving them. You can't move that number of nuclear weapons and not have something go wrong, if you will. I mean, there's too much weaponry being moved into place. And so,
yep.
But also something else, from someone I talked to, indicated that the Ukrainians themselves, not the government, that's two separate entities. The Ukrainian mm-hmm. government, which is, I guess you could say, Biden's folks, they're totally separate from the poor Ukrainian people that just live there as Ukrainians. And as a matter of fact, oh, by the way, I was going to tell you, I had somebody that knows Russian tell me what Belarus means. Do you know what Belarus actually means, that name?
No.
White Russian.
Really? Boy,
yeah,
this is a racist war.
they're actually Russians. And so with that being said, though, the information coming out of the Ukraine from the people on the street is they expect to literally be destroyed. They said that America is basically causing them to be devastated and destroyed because, according to their reports from the streets, the Russian military facing Ukraine right now is literally unstoppable. You cannot stop it once it starts.
Yeah, once they give the call to go, then it's done. My guess is they would try not to hurt as much collateral damage, rather curtail it as much as possible, because I think most of the Ukrainian people would probably prefer to be under Russia's wing anyway. In fact, it was the former president of Ukraine, as I understand it, was pro-Russian, and so the CIA fomented a revolution to change of leadership that we did.
Yeah,
is that
they
right?
They call it regime change, Stuart, and it's kind of outfitted similar to how they outed Donald Trump.
And the CIA, although not mentioned directly in the Bible, is mentioned. And if you're a CIA and you're listening to this, all I can tell you is you're on the wrong side of the street, my friend. And you people are the ones that stir up trouble all over the world. And don't think Jesus Christ doesn't know it. And he's going to squash you people like bugs when this thing is over. not a good place to be, I don't think. You'll find that, I believe, Habakkuk is one place you'll find it. And those that you spoil, do you think they will not come and spoil you? Those where you have had your regime changes, do you think they're not going to come and get you too? America has gone totally satanic, totally insane. They are believing the lies. I got a very, well, I can't say it was a nasty letter. The lady was really upset when I was talking about Michigan. And, you know, I said, well, I have no sympathy for the people of Michigan. And she got all upset. Well, there are those of us who are really fighting for change over here. But the point is, most of Michigan is not. In every state, there are people fighting this new world order. The problem with it, it's not them. The problem is with their neighbors who won't do anything. They won't help them. And that was my point. And so when I say the people of Michigan, I've said this before a number of times, if I use the phrase the people of America, I'm not talking about those people who are involved in the fight against all this. I'm talking about the vast majority of people in the states are twiddling their thumbs and paying no attention whatever to anything that's going on. Not only that, the people that are fighting, they fight them as well. This is what happens when a nation goes under judgment from the Lord. So anyway, I didn't mean to offend this lady by doing that, but that's what I meant by it. And the same thing with Christians. There are a lot of Christians who are really serious about the Lord, but by and large, most of them are not, which is why Jesus says many and few. That's what the term remnant actually means in some ways. It means a small amount, tiny group within this huge group called Christians. It's always been that way. Most people just don't want to be disturbed. And they don't want anything changing. And anyway, as long as it doesn't hurt them, they're quiet, eating their brats and watching TV. That's all they want to do. So here's another thing. The sharing agreement means that Ukraine is almost completely surrounded now by Russia or Russia-favorable countries. And if a fight erupts between Ukraine and Russia, it is now likely Ukraine will be disintegrated and won't even exist as a country anymore. Is that your take, too? I think that's probably true.
Yeah, I think probably after this, after Russia makes a move, Ukraine probably won't be a Ukraine ever again.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting that in that prophecy, Crimea went to the Russians first, and then it said that when the Russians get into Constantinople, Istanbul now, then the Messiah is about to arrive. And here we are. I mean, this thing can go down instantly, actually.
Well, Stuart.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think, you know, you're mentioning Constantinople. We have literally, you and I both have seen Turkish troop transport planes at the airport in Kyiv, Ukraine. They're deploying Turk troops. That's NATO.
Yes. Yep, and this is, it's going to explode, folks. Unless the Lord says, nah, can't happen, or Putin becomes more gentle than he is, he's going for it. If I were Putin, I'd be going for it, because I know who started all this, and it was the United States that started it. It was the United States and the CIA that started it. They're the ones that start almost all these things. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is – we've watched close, you and I both have, since the – you know, basically Obama and Biden were trying to implement this under Obama, but that didn't work out. And then Trump got in instead of Hillary Clinton, and Trump's foot was literally in the door – preventing this war or preventing this crisis until they got rid of him, and then immediately, just within 2 days maybe, Biden begin that same Ukraine attack against Putin and Russia. He started it all over, but he included NATO bigger in it this time.
Yeah, Russia, Russia, Russia. It's all about Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, in some ways, biblical prophecy-wise, they're right. But it's not wise. If you understand prophecy, let me word it this way. It would not be very wise for the United States to go against the Soviet Russia at this point. And I say Soviet on purpose because a good share of the military exercises that take place with Russia all include a good share of the satellite things that made up the Soviet Union. And you might remember in Glasnost and Perestroika, they said it was all just a ruse to put the West to sleep, but the Russian Soviet Union was still intact, basically. And it appears that that's probably true. Here's an interesting comment, though. More diplomats ejected. I guess diplomats are being thrown out of countries all over, left and right. And that is another sign of war, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, so here's some headlines. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it's the diplomatic ejections on both sides are becoming fast and furious. Multitudes of them a day even are going.
Yeah, it's escalating so rapidly. And here we are coming up on the 21st. Don't forget, though, tomorrow is April 19th. That's a very, very bad day. Here's another little headline off subject in a little bit. Toronto residents, now this is because of Charlie Victor Alpha 9, not allowed out of their houses anymore, according to evidently the overlord of Ontario province, which is a huge province. Now they're saying you got to get a passport to go from one province to another, and that's going to happen here in the United States, folks. You're going to have papers if you're allowed to travel at all, and you're probably going to have to get permission. They're loudly proclaiming now that, you know, this is just, it's getting worse, and we're going to have to just shut down everybody. So, you know, it's just the way it is. And anyway, what else you got, Larry, before we close out for tonight?
Well, the latest data, some of Hal Turner's, intel, and it seems to indicate he thought the war would start just before around May the 2nd, according to the intel circuits. However, a lot of the intel seems to indicate now that this may kick off before that, and I would just tell people to really, really, really keep a heads up like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday and see where some of this is going because we've almost reached, I guess you could say, critical mass.
Yeah, and the way they're building this up and the rhetoric that's going along with it, we'll just turn you, Donbass and Crimea into a nuclear wasteland, that sort of thing. Anyway, it's too bad. I just want to close out with this one. Greatest violations of Nuremberg Code in history, Catherine Austin Fitch. She's a very important lady. I think the bankers are trying to chip us, she says. Moderna describes their injection gene therapy as an operating system. I agree with them. I think they're trying to download an operating system into our bodies. I don't think it's an accident. The man President Trump appointed as head of Operation Warp Speed was an expert, listen to this, at brain-machine interface. Isn't that interesting? Just as Bill Gates downloads an operating system into your computer and then gives you updates.
The Borg.
I don't know, folks. Yes, exactly.
The Borg.
Yep, it's incredible. And the American people are doing nothing, basically. And I'm not including all, in case somebody gets upset. But by and large, nobody's doing anything about it. And it's too bad, really. Because they should be, but they aren't, and I don't think they're going to either. I think the assessment that 97% of the people go along with all this. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Take care. And heads up, as Larry has told you, if anything breaks, we'll have a special news. Okay. Good night, folks.